How about on a to ride the horse? What would you have to hold it
with? Some kind of leather pieces,
or reins,
rope.
Mm-hmm.
The reins on the pommel and saddle.
Did you have the same thing if you were driving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reins.
Yeah. In fact, I suppose when a man would plow with a mule, it was still called the reins, I believe. Mm-hmm. He put it around his neck and under one arm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They used to bring teams of mules from our place over the river. A man would drive in with his wagon and unhitch the mules, hitch up the plow, and plow our front garden. I mean, plow the garden, which happened to be in the
mm-hmm.
front end of the house. It was about half an acre. And so there was a good deal of mule activity there. And I can remember the gee-haw, gee-haw, and the chickens following
uh-huh.
behind, because as soon as the dirt was turned up, all the little slugs and bugs and worms would come off, and the chickens would come. So you'd see the man out with a mule and
uh-huh.
chickens.
Okay. What about on the wagon? Do you know the name for the piece that they were attached to?
No, I don't. Words like trace chain, but I don't even really. I know the tongue of the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Of the tongue was the part that went down.
Mm-hmm. How about on a buggy or something like that? Did you ever?
I never had much experience.
What about when people started driving cars? Well, I guess as early as you remember, people had cars.
Yeah, but
here,
there were as many horse-drawn vehicles went by almost as cars.
Were there?
There weren't that many vehicles of any sort. We lived mm-hmm. along a quiet street over towards what was then the edge of town. What went by might be a horse, a buggy, or a wagon,
mm-hmm.
or it might be a car.
And what about the roads? Were they?
Our road was unpaved.
Mm-hmm.
Our street was okay. unpaved during my early childhood. And occasionally the town would send out its one. We called it the tractor, for lack of any better word. It was a scraper, just to scrape the surface of the
mm-hmm.
road so it would be smooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My nurse, or Mammy, our servant, called it the road streeter. And I always thought that was very good. Made a street out of a road.
Okay. What about the main roads? What would you call that? The
street.
Mm-hmm.
I think we called everything within the city was called a street, and everything out of town was a road, just more or less.
Okay.
I mean, paved or not, if it was mm-hmm. in town,
it was still a street. How about from the house out to the road? What would you call that?
The sidewalk.
Okay.
Now, I've learned later another word for the space between the sidewalk and the street is verge.
Hmm.
But we mm-hmm. didn't use that when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
That must be something that's crept in more later.
Mm-hmm.
But the sidewalk joined the street as far as we were concerned. In fact, at our house there was a lot of sand, and that was our sand pile. We'd go out on the sidewalk in front of the house and do all of our sand.
So that was
playing.
Just
so it was just a stretch of land. Some people planted grass
mm-hmm.
if that was appropriate. Where we were, there were just lots and lots of loose sand.
Mm-hmm.